City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits, Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And Happy New Year, everybody. What are you working on? What are you planning for 2021? Are you ready to take on some changes around your house? You're ready to refresh, to remodel, to redo a room or two? We are here at your side, ready to help. We are your coach. We are your helpers. We are your home improvement therapists. Whatever you need us to do to help you get those projects accomplished, we are ready to do just that. The first thing you got to do is help yourself, though, by reaching out to us with those project questions. You can do that a couple of ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and leave that question with us, and we'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. Or you can post your question on moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've been feeling winter drafts whip through your windows, it might be time to think about replacing them. We're going to walk you through a simple checklist to help you figure out if the benefits are worth the cost.
And hanging heavy pictures or mirrors so that they won't come crashing down sure can be a challenge. But no matter what surface you're drilling into, we're going to share a tried and true way to secure your wall hangings safely.
Plus, do some of your meals come out half-baked? Well, don't blame the cook. You can blame the oven. We're going to explain why oven temperatures can vary and how to fix the problem.
All right, guys, what are you working on? We want to hear, we want to know, we want to lend a hand. We want to be inspired by you, and we want to lend a hand to help you finish your projects perfectly the first time. So give us a call. We're ready to grab our tools and get to work on your house. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Catherine from Delaware on the line who's got a question about skylights. How can we help you?
I'm a preventative type person, and my skylights are 25 years old.
Okay.
I want to know how to tell if I need them fixed or replaced.
So is there anything wrong with them in terms of leaks or anything like that?
I have no leaks.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the seals that go around them.
When you look up through the skylight, does it get condensation inside of it? Is it cloudy or anything of that nature?
No. They're dirty because I can't get up there and clean them.
Well, look, it sounds to me like it's still performing very well. And unless it's failed, there's no real reason to replace it. Even though it's 25 years old, it's probably a thermal pane skylight. And if we told you to replace it, we would probably tell you to put back something very similar to what you have right now. So I don't think it's necessary. Perhaps if you were, for example, replacing your roof or doing a big project like that, you might choose to replace it at the same time. But I say leave it alone. If it's not leaking and still providing plenty of light and comfort for you, I don't think there's any reason for you to change it.
I had my roof done, and at that time there was no leaks or anything. I guess that's been about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it. There's not really much that goes wrong with them, and if it's not leaking, I think you're good to go.
Well, good.
Good luck, Catherine, and thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Andrew in Idaho is on the line needing some ways to soundproof a room. Tell us what room. What's going on?
Hi, Tom. Hi, Leslie.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm having some problems. I've got 4 roommates. We're all friends.
And you want to stay that way.
Now.
Yeah. And I just got a new job. I work at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, man.
A lot of them stay up till 3 a.m. in the morning. And
okay.
I was just wondering if there was any quick and efficient ways I can soundproof, say, my bedroom to be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, now where is your room in relation to the noise? Are you like at the end of the hall or anything like that, or tell us about it?
We've got 3 steps. There's 3 different levels.
Okay.
And I'm in the tallest level. You walk down a flight of stairs. They're mostly in the living room. And then mm-hmm. if you take another corner from going down those stairs, you'll go into their rooms.
Okay. So sound transmits, as you know, pretty quickly and pretty aggressively. If you want to quiet it in your room and you're willing to do a little bit of work, you can make it a lot softer by improving the walls. There are a couple of ways to do this. One way is to use a product called green glue, where you essentially put the glue on the walls and then put a second layer of drywall on top of that. And that second layer with the green glue in between sort of isolates it. That said, it's expensive because you need 2 tubes of green glue for every 4x8 sheet of drywall. And we're talking about these big tubes, not the little caulk tubes, the ones that are humongous. And so you put a lot of green glue and a lot of drywall, and of course, you've got to spackle, you've got to paint, you've got to do all that. That's the first way to do it. The second way to do it is to use a product called Quiet Rock, which is kind of like a laminated drywall that already has the glue sort of in it and whatever else they do to stop sound transmission. And again, with that, you put a second layer on your existing walls. And the Quiet Rock is about, what, $35-$40 a sheet, Leslie,
like
that?
Yeah, I mean, it's pricey, but it does the trick. Andrew, right. Are you renting?
It's kind of hard to explain. one of the couples just got married, and they bought this house.
Okay.
And I'm renting the room, technically.
How do you feel about improving their house, even though you're a renter?
They're fine with it because they're wanting to do the same thing for their room. So
yeah,
for the green glue, do we have to worry about texture?
No,
well,
no,
that
no,
goes
it's all
in between the 2 sheets of drywall.
Right,
it sort of acts as the sound barrier behind that new sheet of drywall that you're putting on. If you go with the Quiet Rock, which is the second option, you don't need that green glue, but you are adding a second layer of drywall.
Right. Now, there's one other important thing I have to mention, Andrew, and that's this. To soundproof a room, you really need to get to the electrical boxes and other penetrations of the wall from behind it, from the inside. And, of course, that's impossible to do in a finished house. So even though you're going to quiet it, you're not going to do as good a job as you could, because if the wall was wide open, you'd go from the backside and you would be wrapping the electrical boxes. They're special, almost like a clay-like kind of a material that you press around the box with the Quiet Rock that seals in all of those gaps so that no sound gets through there. So you can't do everything, but you can do a pretty good job.
Okay. Yeah, we were just wanting to do a little bit of changing just so people talking in the living room and stuff, it won't come into the bedrooms.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, it's not a simple fix. It's basically taking all your stuff out of your room and re-drywalling the whole thing. You can put heavy drapes up. You can put carpets on the walls. I mean, hang wall coverings, things like that. That will soften it, from a decor perspective. But realistically,
it's not going to do what you really want it to do.
Right.
Well, I will definitely look into that green glue. I do have some sheetrock experience.
All right. Well, then maybe it's a good project for you. It's either that or earplugs, my friend, okay?
All righty. Thank
you, guys. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You can give us a call anytime with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7. We're standing by at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Well, every part of your home has a life expectancy, and for windows, that's about 10 to 15 years. We're going to walk you through a simple checklist to help you figure out if the benefits of replacing your windows are worth the cost after this.
Money Pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you enjoy the radio show. We know it, and we are so thankful. But we were thinking you might enjoy our podcast too, and you can download that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Heading over to Massachusetts, we've got Thurman on the line. What project are you working on?
Well, I have some concrete slabs out in the back. They're next to the house. I'm thinking of beautifying them by adding some color and some texture. Paint, even if it's made for concrete, you know, won't last. So I ran into something called Roller Rock from Deitch Systems up in Canada. That would spread a fine grain stone,
yep.
and it can choose colors and so forth. It seems like the way to go, but before I ventured forth, I just want to have your opinion in case you know about this or maybe you have some other suggestions.
Well, I'm actually very familiar with the products by Deitch Coatings, run by Peter Deitch up there in Canada, and Roller Rock is certainly one of their leading products, and I think it's a really good solution for your situation. It's beautiful. It's durable. You know, it's often used in exterior environments. It's used around pools, for example, and I think it's a good choice because it's really going to stand up, and it looks great, so it gives you some color and some texture, which I think is what you're trying to achieve here. It can fill in those minor cracks that you're seeing and give you a durable surface for years to come.
There is some remaining paint, you know, concrete paint on there, which hasn't faded yet. I suppose I should have that sand. A power wash probably wouldn't take it off. I'd probably have to get it sandblasted.
Well, what I would do is I would go to the Daish Coatings website. That's DAICHcoatings.com. And I would pull up the application instructions for the Roller Rock product and see how they advise you handle coatings like old paint that's on there, too. Most of these companies are going to provide very specific application and prep instructions that's going to assure that that new product's going to stick.
Okay, I'll go check it out.
So I wouldn't guess. I would check the research first, and this way you know you're doing it correct. You're doing it correctly. Okay?
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's helpful.
Hey, good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out. Take care. Bye.
Well, if you've been feeling the winter drafts whip through your windows, you may be wondering whether it's time to replace them. Well, every product in your home has got a lifespan, and for your windows, a good time to start assessing their condition is after about 10 years. At the 15-year mark, it's a time to seriously determine if your windows are still even doing their job. So to help, we put together a checklist that can help you decide. First, do they work? I'm talking about, do they physically move up and down, in and out without any obstruction? Windows that don't operate well or those that won't stay open or locked are going to detract from your home's value and your energy efficiency.
Next, are your heating and cooling bills growing every year? You know, drafts through those windows may very likely be the cause. Also consider how many panes of glass are in your existing windows. If you've got single pane windows, they are the least energy efficient and they can definitely cause your energy bills to go up. Next, do you see condensation appearing inside the glass on double pane windows? This might mean you have seal failures, and if that's the case, you need to replace the glass or the entire window. And last, does it seem especially noisy in your house? If you live near an airport or a busy street, you might want to consider replacing your windows with laminated glass or double-paned windows to help reduce that noise transmission into your home.
Now, if you're ready to replace your windows, there are a lot to choose from, but to help boil it all down to those that warrant your consideration, look for these two things. First of all, you want to look for the Energy Star qualified replacement windows. Now, these are built to a higher standard. They're going to help lower your energy bills, and they may qualify for tax incentives. Then you also want to look for the National Fenestration Rating Council, NFRC rating. Now, the NFRC is an independent body that rates the energy efficiency of windows across several factors. You want to use the info on these labels to compare windows from different manufacturers, and that's going to help you really make a smart decision.
Definitely. And by the way, guys, if you want to keep the cost down for the project, there's no reason you need to do all sides of your home at once. You don't have to do all the windows at the same time. If high heating costs are a concern, just do the north and maybe the east sides first. And if it's cooling costs you want to reduce, you can do the west and the south sides first. It's fine if you do one or two sides a year. It'll save some money, be able to spread that budget out, and the result will be brand new windows inside of a very short period of time.
Susan's on the line with a cold water shower that I imagine she doesn't like very much. Tell us what's going on.
Rather shocking.
I can imagine.
The hot water faucet in the upstairs shower is the only hot water faucet that does this. Is when I adjust the hot water and it's right, a good mix with the cold water, dip in the shower, then all of a sudden, the hot water stops flowing and the water turns cold. It's almost like the faucet shut itself off. Or
what kind of water heater do you have, Susan? Is it gas or electric?
Gas.
And does this problem exist with any other fixture in the bathroom or the house for that matter?
No, it's the only one that works that way. The kitchen does not do that. The other bathroom sinks and faucets don't do
so
that.
So this is a single-handle faucet?
No, there are two handles, separate handles.
Well, I mean, I think you got a bad valve in there somewhere, because if it's just happening in one location like that, that's the only thing it could be. We have plenty of hot water for the rest of the house. I suspect that there's a problem with the valve. You might just want to replace the faucet set.
Oh, okay.
That would
make
sense.
I wonder why would that do that?
I'll just speculate here. As the water heats up the pipe, the metal expands and causes the valve to squeeze shut a little bit or something like that. I mean, there are a lot of reasons it could happen, but I think it's mechanical because it's only happening in one location. So
that's
it has
correct.
To be the valve. There's nothing mysterious about this. It's got to be the valve.
All right. Well, great. Thank you for the diagnosis.
What you might want to think about when you replace this is talk to your plumber about something called a pressure balancing valve. Now, I'm not sure if you'll be able to find this for this kind of configuration that you have, but what a pressure balancing valve does is it keeps the mix ratio between hot and cold steady, regardless of what's happening in the rest of the house, so that if you were to hop in the shower and somebody else flushes a toilet somewhere, you don't get sort of that shock of hot or shock of cold water as one fixture sort of steals water from the other. It keeps the ratio the same. So while you may have less or more water, the temperature of the water never changes. If you're going to spend the money on a plumber and valves, I would definitely look into getting a pressure balanced valve set if I could.
Well, I'm glad to know about that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Susan, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Alan, Texas has got a house that tends to move a lot. Now you can't close your darn doors. Tell us what's going on, Al.
Well, you know, here in this part side of town, our soils are not very good, and they tend to shift all the time.
Okay.
So it's a constant battle with the doors not locking properly.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question has to do with there's a male and a female side, and so should I change, you know, adjust the door, or do I need to go to the female side to adjust that so that the door locks properly?
The place you make the adjustment, Al, really depends on what's the easiest way to do this. So let me give you a couple of examples. Let's say that the door itself was hitting the door jamb a little bit low and you had to pick it up a bit. Well, if you went to the upper hinge and was able to tighten it, that will actually sort of twist the door upwards in its frame and move that striker up higher, perhaps enough to actually make the connection on the strike plate. And if you had to move it down, you could tighten the lower hinge. So you can do a little bit of movement by shimming the hinges or moving the hinges or tightening the hinges in the door. Beyond that, the easiest thing to do is to actually reset the striker plate on the door jamb itself to move that up or down to align properly with the door itself. And, you know, you could actually have a striker that's a little bit wider than perhaps what you really need in terms of the actual striker hole, so that if the door was to shift a little bit throughout the year because of swelling and expansion and contraction, it would still continue to operate properly. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, let me ask you one last thing. On the not on the door, but on the other side, would I need to change that piece of wood? And why I say that is because typically that little metal piece is actually almost encrusted onto the wood. I mean, there's always like a little square, and it fits right perfectly in there. Would I need to replace all of that, or could I just maybe...
Not necessarily replace it, but what you would do is you might open it up a little bit. So, for example, you would take off the striker, and then with the chisel, you would widen out the hole a little bit, and then you would put it back together.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Al. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair, a major improvement, a small improvement, thinking about redesigning some stuff. Whatever it is, we're probably thinking about doing the same stuff at our house, so we love to chat about it. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Next up, have you ever tried to hang something from your wall only to have it come crashing down? We're going to share a tried and true way to secure your wall hanging safely when the Money Pit returns.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy to help you with your next home improvement project. You got a DIY dilemma you're trying to solve? Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Beverly in Nebraska is on the line and is looking to do a flooring, I guess, tiling project. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have a brick fireplace that I would like to reface with ceramic tile.
Oh, great. It's a fireplace question.
Yes. I want to know if I need to do any special steps to prep the brick. I've heard yes and I've heard no, so but I might call somebody that might have a real answer.
As long as the brick is not dirty or doesn't have, like, loose paint on it or anything of that nature, I don't think there's a lot of prep involved there. What's going to be really important is that you get a good coat of adhesive underneath it, and you can use a tile mastic on top of that brick to attach the tile to.
What size are the tiles that you're looking at, Bev, to put over this?
12 by 12, probably.
Okay.
Tom, is there any concerns with, you know, the difference between the brick and the mortar line for unevenness, or because the tile is so large, it's
no,
gonna...
No, you know what? Think about it. When you put tile down, you use a notched trowel, right? So
mm-hmm.
you never have a complete 100% contact of the tile with the substrate. So the fact that there's recessed mortar on this brick fireplace is not of a concern to me. It's just more of a concern that we get a good solid coat of adhesive there and that they dry well, they're nice and stable. And really, you want to make sure that you plan this out carefully, Bev. I mean, frankly, it's really small spaces to get that to fit right, to look right, to make sure the corners are done properly. If it's sloppy, you're going to be kicking yourself because it'll be obvious to anybody that looks at this that it wasn't done by a pro. So just make sure it's done really well so that it looks like it was almost intended to be that way the first time the fireplace and the hearth was envisioned, okay?
Okay. One thing I've heard about the brick mortar line sucks up the moisture out of the mastic quicker. Is that something I need to worry about or just...
Nah. Nope. Wouldn't worry about it at all. That makes no sense to me. I mean, look, people put tile down on concrete all the time, you have the same issue. Just plan it correctly, Bev, so that you have all the corners line up right, you have the right pieces, the right, you know, the types of tile that you're choosing are the ones that, for example, have closed corners where they wrap around the outside, and make sure it's going to work. You know, you may find the 12 inches too wide for that. It might be easier if you use a smaller tile because you'd have a little more flexibility.
Like maybe a 6 or 8?
Like a 6, yeah, or an 8. Yep, exactly. Depending on the shape. Right, Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on what look you're going for. And, you know, with a ceramic tile, think about the finish on them. You know, a glazed tile is going to clean better when you get, you know, dirt and debris from the smoke in the fireplace itself. But an unglazed one might have a more hearthy, traditional look. So think about, you know, the overall look you're trying to get. And you can also, you know, a 12 by is kind of large. So if you're looking to put a decorative tile, say, as cornerstones, you know, around your mantle or something, you know, think about adding in little detail pieces, and then you can size your tiles accordingly.
So does that help you out?
Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, make it look a little more modern.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good idea. I think it will look more modern. I think it'll be very attractive. Just take your time, do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's not unusual to hit a wall, so to speak, somewhere between framing your photos or buying a beautiful wall hanging or mirror and actually hanging them on the wall. Now, hanging pictures, they can be a little scary, especially if it's got some weight to it. But there are many types of walls out there, from exposed brick to traditional drywall. And what type of wall you have can greatly impact what hardware and tools you need to use to try and beat gravity to make sure that your new wall decor doesn't come crashing down.
But no matter what surface you're drilling into, there is a tried and true way to secure those wall hangings safely. So each material is going to have a fastener that's best suited for it. So let's consider some of that. There are really two types of anchors, and each one has strengths and weaknesses, but it boils down to these two types. The first type is called an expansion anchor. These work when a screw or a bolt is threaded into them, and they work best in thick and solid materials. And then there's a hollow wall anchor. They're used in thinner materials or hollow walls. They spread in various ways once inserted, and they can't be pulled back out once they're done.
All right, so now when it comes to the material of the wall, to what type of fastener, let's think about drywall. Now, nails are going to be okay, but when you put them in, they should go in at a 45-degree angle. Screws are better, and they should be used with a plastic anchor. For anything heavier than 20 pounds, that fastener must go into a stud. Now, if you've got plaster walls, which we have in my home, and in redecorating my son's room, I've had a lot of challenges hanging things up. So plaster cracks really easily when it separates from the lath. So you've got to keep the vibration of you actually working to a minimum. I mean, I've been hammering like a nail in, and you can hear the plaster behind the wall like crackling. Right,
I know. It's really disturbing, isn't it?
Crumble, crumble, crumble. And you're like, oh, is the whole wall going to come down? You know, so it's crazy. Now, toggle bolts, metal ones especially, those really are going to be your wall anchors of choice. They're going to expand once they're pushed through that plaster. And that's going to add support from behind because it sort of opens up and then grips onto the backside of that lath. So it's really, really grabbing into everything. Now, if you've got a super heavy item, always drill directly into the stud. You can find it with a stud finder. It's really going to help you and save a lot of damage to the wall, to the item, to anybody walking by. So do the right fastener to the right wall surface.
Just before our show today, I actually had to install a bracket in the drywall. And I tell you this because sometimes it's a combination of things that you're going to hit. In this case, it was drywall, so I used a hollow wall anchor, and I intended to use three of them for the three holes in the bracket. But when I pre-drilled for that, I found out there was a stud behind one. So used a combination, two hollow wall anchors, and then one screw long enough to reach right through the drywall and into the stud. So it's always an adventure because you never know kind of what's behind that. I was annoyed, though, that a little plaster chipped off a nail, and now I got to patch it and paint it. So it always adds extra steps to it.
Oh, I know. It's always something.
Now, if you're staring at brick or stone and thinking, this just ain't going to happen, well, it can. You want to choose a spot in a mortar joint, the space between the brick or the stone. You need to use a drill with a masonry bit and drive a wall anchor into the screw hole, into the hole first for the screw. Or you could use something, which is an amazing invention, called a TAPCON fastener, which is essentially a screw that's designed to drive right into the wall. And if you've got really heavy objects, Molly bolts are your friend. It's a specialized screw fastener that works with drywall or plaster. It's very easy to install, just like inserting a plastic wall anchor, but it's a heck of a lot stronger because as you drive the screw in, the Molly bolt expands and holds it really secure to the wall. In fact, they can hold up to as much as 50 pounds. So hopefully this little explanation of fasteners and the materials best suited for them will help you avoid coming in on the wrong side of gravity next time you hang something. It really can be done, but you just got to consider the material and the weight of the product, the weight of the hanging, whatever you're hanging, and then just make the best choices and you'll be good to go.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit with your home repair, your home improvement question. Just ahead, if your oven culinary masterpieces seem half-baked, it might not be you that's the problem. We're going to tell you what's more likely to cause that after this. A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping.
Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we all love our homes, and they are a lot of work. And you guys know, taking care of your home, it can really be a combination of love and pride and, quite frankly, some heart-stopping fear. But if you join us here on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, and spare you from any snafus.
And you can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at MoneyPit.com/podcast. Download the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Well, when it comes to your oven, have you ever wondered why sometimes you get such inconsistent results? If your baked dishes don't come out right every time, don't blame the chef, blame the oven. It's possible that your oven's built-in thermostat isn't working the way it should be.
That's right. So here's how to narrow down the issue. First, it's a good idea to check your thermostat. And the way to do that is with a separate oven thermometer. We used to do this all the time when I was a professional home inspector. I would head into the kitchen early in the inspection, turn on the oven to about 350, stick my thermometer inside, which was a pretty good quality glass thermometer, and then walk away for a half hour or so. And it's amazing. Sometimes I'd come back and find that oven temperature was off 25 or even 50 degrees. So it's real important to check that. The glass bulb thermometer types are the best. You want to let the oven cycle on and off for at least two or three times and then sit long enough in the oven to really sort of stabilize. And if it doesn't reflect the temperature set on the dial, then you know something just isn't right.
Yeah, but what's wrong? Now, there are several possibilities. Over time, that rubber gasket that's around the oven door, that can become torn or stretched out of shape or otherwise deformed so it's not sealing properly, and that's going to cause heat to escape from the oven. So you've got to inspect your gaskets to make sure that they're in good condition and still doing their job, and if not, replace them.
Now, the other way heat can escape from your oven is the oven door is not closing properly. Your oven door needs to close evenly all the way around and form a really tight seal. If it doesn't, you want to check for broken or bent door hinges. That happens when the door kind of opens up and gets stretched, or door springs. These can all be replaced. And generally speaking, you can adjust this with a few simple fixes, and you might even become a much better cook in the process once you get that oven temperature accurately reflecting what you set it at.
All right, our next caller is a Facebook fan of the Money Pit, and he's calling in from Wisconsin. We've got Antoine on the line who's got a pellet stove question. How can we help you?
My house is about 1,000 square foot, and I wanted to put in a pellet stove.
Okay.
And I was wondering what would be the best location and the best way to ventilate it.
Okay, good question. Now, first of all, hooray for the choice of a pellet stove. A very green energy choice, lots of options. Pellet stoves are affordable. The fuel's affordable. They work very, very well. You fill them up and literally can walk away from them. They since it's not tied into a central heating system, you want it to be centrally located so you get the best amount of heat distribution outside of it. Very, very important that you follow the National Fire Safety Protection Organization standards for installation of that, because they do get very, very hot. How you install it, it depends on where you're putting it. For example, the average wood stove needs about 3 feet of space behind it to combustibles. However, if you build a heat shield, then you can move it closer. I've seen them as close as 12 inches if they're installed with heat shields, which basically creates sort of a wall that's vented that the heat can sort of pass over and the air can pass over and it can remain cool. Going up to the attic, same situation. You typically use a triple wall pipe, triple wall vent pipe to take that hot gas out. And again, it has to be installed correctly. So it's not the kind of project that I would recommend that you do if you've never installed one before, because of the specialty knowledge you need to make sure it's done safely, Antoine. So if you want to shop it, buy it, get it in the store, get it in the house, that's great. But I would definitely consider having a contractor that's built these before do the actual installation for you. I would also make sure that you have the local fire marshal inspect the installation for you to make sure that it's done correctly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT and for liking the Money Pit page on Facebook, which is at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And by the way, if you would head on over to facebook.com/TheMoneyPit and like our page, you could also get priority access to the radio show as we produce it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call 24/7. Let us know what you are working on so we can give you a hand right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, some natural cleaning ideas for your appliances when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Post your question, or like Rebecca did from New Jersey, she reached out to us on MoneyPit.com, and she says, I just remodeled my kitchen and have all new stainless steel appliances. I would like to keep them looking new for as long as I can. Any tips on a natural cleaner? Well, I mean, that's the best. Stainless steel appliances, they're so beautiful, and they really look great in a kitchen, but they can look kind of meh over time, so you got to take care of them nicely. So you want to spritz the exterior of those appliances with white vinegar and then wipe it off. And then you can repeat with a little dab of olive oil. And that's going to keep your appliances smudge-free for about 2 weeks. And always, whenever you're working on stainless, just sort of go in that same direction of the grain. You'll see that's those lines. You don't ever want to go across it because you might make it look yucky. So just take your time with it. All right, next up, we've got a question from Robin who writes, do you have any tips for keeping your mattress fresh and clean? That's a tough one. You know, mattresses take a lot of abuse, and if you've got small kids or pets, they can really get downright yucky. So when you get a new mattress, you want to get a zippered cover for that mattress that has a soft mattress pad on top. Remember, you got to wash that pad kind of often and vacuum around the mattress and box spring because a lot of dust gets settled in there. And occasionally you can sprinkle your mattress with baking soda, leave it on for a few hours, and then vacuum that up. Those are just really great ways to keep everything fresh. And, you know, the zippered cover keeps the dust mites away. So it's really some important steps you've got to take there.
All right. Larry in New Hampshire has reached out. He says, I have moisture in my attic. I have rusted nails coming through my sheathing, and it looks like mold is starting to form. What can I do? Well, you got a sharp eye there, Larry, because those are the kinds of things that I used to spot all the time in my years as a professional home inspector. Those rusted nail tips are a sure sign that you've got too much humidity in that attic space. What looks like mold, maybe it's mildew, maybe it's algae. It's definitely a sign of too much moisture, so I wouldn't worry too much on that, but I think it's time for you to take action. Now, what you should do is this. You've got to improve your ventilation. Now, typically, in a house that has plywood sheathing and rusty nail tips, it's probably one that was built in the 60s or the 70s or maybe the early 80s, and it won't have enough ventilation. It'll have a couple of gable vents at the ends of the house. What I'd like to see you do is to install a continuous ridge vent all the way down the peak of that roof, kind of opening up that ridge so you get plenty of exfil air coming out of that attic space. And then on the other sides of the house, the parallel sides of that ridge, you want to make sure that those soffit vents are fully open, not blocked, so you have air that enters in the soffit, flushes out all of that warm, moist air that collects in the attic at the ridge. In the winter, it'll take the moisture out. The staining will go away. The rusty nail tips will go away. And in the summer, it will take the heat out of the attic, and you will be amazed at the reduction in air conditioning costs as a result of that. Really, really important that you have a lot of ventilation in your attic. By the way, if your attic's ventilated perfectly, it will always be the same temperature as the outside. If it's not, if it's warm on the outside, you're going to get condensation, right? Because warm, moist air condenses on those cold tips of the nails, and you got moisture problems. So that is the solution, better ventilation. And that's another way to get answers to your home improvement questions. You can post them at MoneyPit.com or, like Larry did, at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. We are happy to jump in and tackle these little projects, these little DIY dilemmas for you anytime.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to send some pictures if you've got work in progress or you need to help us sort of understand where something is in your house. We'd love to see those, too.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We so appreciate you spending this part of your day in this brand new year with us, and we hope we're able to give you some tips and ideas to help you take on your next home improvement adventure. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. House and Senate Democrats say national rules are needed to shore up American democracy after a tumultuous post-election period and deadly riot at the Capitol.
The 2020 election featured rules changes aimed at easing voting during the coronavirus pandemic, but those were challenged by a flood of lawsuits from former President Trump and his allies, underscoring the differences from state to state. Mail-in ballots due on Election Day or just postmarked by then. Absentee voting allowed for all or just voters with an excuse. Same-day or advance-only registration. The bill being offered by Democrats asserts Congress's constitutional authority to set the time, place, and manner of federal elections. National rules, they say, would make voting more uniform, accessible, and fair. Republicans reject many of the proposed reforms as federal overreach. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for the former President Trump will begin the week of February 8th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sending the article of impeachment against the former president to the Senate on Monday. Meanwhile, no deal, the resolution to urge Senator McConnell to condemn the second Trump impeachment gets a thumbs down.
The Republican Party of Kentucky State Central Committee voted on Saturday to reject a resolution that called for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky to condemn the second impeachment trial of former President Trump. A committee member told the Courier-Journal that the committee, with over 350 members, deliberated the resolution and eventually voted against it in a 134-49 vote. The Senate will begin the hearing on impeachment on February 9th. However, McConnell has not announced how he will vote during the impeachment trial and has stated that he'll listen to the legal arguments when they're presented to the Senate. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Radio and TV icon Larry King died this morning at the age of 87. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Turkey's imposed advertising bans on Twitter, Periscope, and Pinterest over their noncompliance with a controversial new law that requires social media platforms to appoint legal representatives in the country.
The law, which human rights and media freedom groups say amounts to censorship, forces social media companies to maintain representatives in Turkey to deal with complaints about content on their platforms. Companies that refuse to designate an official representative are subjected to fines. That'll be followed by advertising bans and possible bandwidth reductions that would make their platforms too slow to use.
Jeremy House says Facebook avoided the ban after it announced it would assign a representative. European car sales plunged by nearly a quarter last year as the pandemic provoked the worst crisis ever to hit the capital-intensive industry. Check out more breaking news, read more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. NBC News veteran Tom Brokaw retiring after spending 55 years at the Peacock Network.
The 80-year-old Brokaw spent his entire journalism career with NBC News. He covered everything from the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy to Ronald Reagan's first run for public office and moved from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. in 1973 to serve as the network's White House correspondent during the Watergate scandal. He eventually left the White House to co-host Today before landing the anchor role at NBC Nightly News in 1983, a role he would keep for 22 years. Patrick Frost reporting.
Oil giant ExxonMobil is dropping sponsorship of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race after the running this year. The move comes after ExxonMobil, which has been a race sponsor since 1978, received pressure from one of its shareholders and the race's biggest critic, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The total questions on the citizenship test have increased from 100 to 128. Questions about freedom of the press and religion have decreased. Questions about religious freedom have declined from 7 to 3. And freedom of the press questions are gone altogether. Visit PJI.org.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at PJI.org.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your new projects in this new year. If there's a project you'd like to get done, if you would like to redo your kitchen, if you'd like to update your bath, you want to do a new deck, you got a deck dilemma. Outdoor living is huge now. It's going to get bigger even as the spring weather hits. But there's a lot of contractors that are really busy right now helping folks get those spaces ready to go. If you don't know where to start, you can start right here by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, tile floors. Tile is a timeless and durable choice for a floor. But you know what? Aside from the look, choosing the best type of tile is the only way to make sure that that beautiful floor is really going to last. So we're going to share some tips to help you choose the best tile and save money in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And did you know that with every breath you take, you might be inhaling not only clean, fresh air, but also VOCs, volatile organic compounds. Now, they can impact your health. So we've got some tips to help you understand and avoid those VOCs.
And would you like to do a better job of taking care of your home, but you just don't have the time? Sorry. We're about ready to crush your dream and cross that myth off the list because we've got a series of home repairs that you can do in 30 minutes or less. 30 minutes or less. In fact, we actually have 30 of them that you can do in 30 minutes or less in our book. We're only going to check off three of those projects today and more as time goes on.
Now, Arrow Fasteners got up for grabs for us this hour. The E21X wire stapler, and it's handy for all sorts of decorating projects both inside and out.
That Arrow E21 plus a supply of staples is worth about $50 going out to one listener drone at random. Make that you. Post your question now at moneypit.com or pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Florida where Peter has lost power in the bathroom. Peter, what's going on and can you see what you're doing?
Yeah, I had a GFI go bad. And when I went to change it over, for some reason, I couldn't get any juice to the receptacle underneath the sink. So I got juice to where I put the new one in. But, so I went down to Home Depot. I listened to you folks all the time. And, I got a new one and the gentleman over there told me to find the, you know, the hot wires go and put them on the receptacle where it says line. And then the other two hook up on the bottom of it.
Peter, do you know that the ground fault circuit worked properly and then it stopped working?
Yes, sir.
So it worked properly and it stopped working. Have you considered the fact that the ground fault circuit interrupter could be doing its job and then there could be a problem elsewhere in the circuit?
Yeah, I didn't give a thought about that. No, I didn't.
So I think that when ground fault circuit interrupters start to trip, people say, oh, it must be a bad circuit breaker, and they don't consider the fact that the circuit breaker is, in fact, doing its job, detecting a diversion of current to a ground source and tripping to prevent you from getting a shock. So the solution wouldn't be necessarily first to replace the ground fault. I would investigate further to see what exactly is happening and causing that to trip. I think, based on your description of what you've done thus far, that this might be just a little bit above your skill set. And while we can respect the fact that you're doing this on your own, when it comes to electricity, you want to get it right. And if you were to miswire that, and in fact, perhaps you know, there are different ways to hook up ground faults. And if you do it one way, you can get it to trip and not protect the rest of the circuit. So it would appear to be working correctly when in fact it wouldn't. So this is not the kind of thing I would recommend that you do yourself, Peter, with all due respect. I would definitely have an electrician look at this because I suspect that the ground fault is doing its thing. They rarely go bad. And if it's tripping, it's probably tripping because something is going on elsewhere in the circuit. The ground faults will cover everything that's on that circuit. So if you had, for example, a loose wire somewhere down the line and that was causing some sort of an arcing condition, that could trigger the ground fault to go off. So contact an electrician. This is the kind of job that you should not do yourself because I want to make sure that the problem is what you think it is and it gets properly fixed.
Jessica in Missouri is dealing with a floor that's sinking in on itself. What is going on over there?
Hi, I live in a 120-year-old house, and my kitchen floor has, like, settled maybe in the middle. Like, if everything is not, like, strapped to my walls, it will go towards the middle of my floor.
Wow.
Yeah, so I didn't know if you guys had any thoughts about a repair on that, if you think maybe it's, like, a joist underneath there, or...
Yeah, this is on a basement or a crawl space, Jessica.
No, it's dirt.
It's dirt. So you can't really get under it?
I have a crawl space that I can get underneath it, but it's on the opposite side of my house.
Okay, so can you get down there and physically examine the beams to see what's going on?
Yes, but it would take, like, the size of a small child to get underneath there.
Okay.
So there lies another problem is how to see what's going on, where the best place would be to go in at to try to get, you know, that.
Listen, I had to do a plumbing repair project on my own home in a crawl space that was about 6 inches taller than me flat on my back. So I know how tough it is to work in spaces like that. You got to kind of shimmy in to get there. But the thing is, I am concerned with this sagging, that somebody has a look at that those beams to make sure there's nothing structural going on, like a termite infestation or something of that nature. If it's just normal sagging, well, I mean, there are some things that we can do from the top side to address that. One of which comes to mind is that you could use a floor leveling compound on this old floor. To do so, you're really talking about, you know, the entire kitchen floor, including the cabinets, because to do it just in the middle, you know, might not be enough. You really have to go, you know, wall to wall on this room, and because it's a kitchen, it becomes very, very complicated to do that. But the first thing is to evaluate the structure to make sure that there's nothing going on there. And then the second thing is to look for a solution above it. It's generally not possible to raise up a floor that's already sagged, especially in a really old house, because it took 120 years to get in that position, and you're just not going to bring it back up again. Sometimes you can reinforce it a little bit with some additional beaming and stiffen it up a bit, but generally, if you want to level it, you got to do that from the top side and not from the underside in an old house, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your guys' time.
You're very welcome.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you're working on, and we'll lend a hand.
And just ahead, if you're thinking about installing ceramic tile, choosing the right look for your home is only part of that project. We're going to have tips on how to choose the most durable type of tile in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, we know it. Taking care of a home can really be a combination of a lot of things, like love and pride and sometimes heart-stopping fear. It happens. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, help you save some money, and spare you from snafus. Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, Arrow Fastener makes a lot of really handy tools, and we've got one to give away on today's show. It's the Arrow E21 Cordless Electric Staple Gun. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. Now, the E21 is pretty much a must-have for any DIYer, a woodworker, or a pro. It's battery-powered. The battery life is like 3 hours, and it can fire as many 1,000 staples on a single charge. That's a lot. One charge, 1,000 shots. That's pretty cool. It's perfect for general repairs, upholstery, decorating projects, craft projects. It's going out along with a supply of staples. So the whole package of the E21 cordless gun and the staples is worth $50. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. You got to be in it to win it. So pick up the phone, call us with your home improvement question now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com or facebook.com/themoneypit.
Now we've got Trent in Florida on the line who's dealing with a fallen apart popcorn ceiling. How can we help you?
My popcorn ceiling is actually in my bathroom. It's one night or something, my son had gotten it wet, and when it dried, it started flaking off the ceiling. And now it's just continuing to do it.
Well, it's funny because when you get a popcorn ceiling wet, that's actually the way to remove it. You would spray it with, you know, some sort of garden sprayer and then scrape it off. So if you want it gone, he's got you on the correct
path. Now's the time, right? But if you don't want it gone, what I would do is this. I would take like a stiff bristle brush and gently brush away, maybe like a dry paintbrush, you know, and just brush away all the loose stuff. And then you're going to pick up some popcorn ceiling patching material. There's a number of different manufacturers of this. I know that Zinsser makes one. Homax makes one. It comes both on a trowel-on finish and also on a spray-on finish.
It looks like cheese in a can.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Cheese Whiz. And yeah. You can spray that on and recreate the popcorn effect that way. And then lastly, you're probably going to have to paint that ceiling and paint the entire ceiling to blend it in. But you got to get rid of the loose stuff, add the patching material, then repaint the ceiling, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you very much.
Now you've got options. You're very welcome.
Julie in Missouri, which is probably freezing, just like everybody else in the United States of America has been this winter.
Yeah, like way below freezing. So that's part of my question. We have a couple of huge hot water heaters, an 85-gallon and a couple of 50s. We have a bed and breakfast, and the hot water heaters are in the basement, and it seems like it's always the people on the third floor that get up first. And so there's a lot of water going down the drain of all that hot water. Plus, over the past couple of years, we've had frozen pipes, and not the outside walls. It's been in the middle of the room because the house was built in the 1800s, so that's pretty drafty walls. So I remember somebody telling me once about some recirculating hot water. So the pipes always have hot water in them. Maybe those hot water pipes wouldn't freeze.
Well, first of all, hot water is only half of the equation here. You know, you're going to be running cold water up to those rooms as well, correct? Like for a bathroom?
Well, I guess. That's why I'm calling you, because you're the man.
Yeah, so I mean, I would think recirculating hot water is not the solution here. Look, if you've got frozen pipes or pipes that tend to freeze, there's really only a couple of things that you can do about this. And the most sensible thing is to insulate them. Now, if it's in an interior wall space, and you know where that wall is, one thing that you could think about doing is adding blown-in insulation to the interior wall. Now, normally you wouldn't do this, right? Because why insulate an interior wall? But that would be a lot easier than tearing a wall open. You've got to get insulation on these pipes if they're prone to freezing. And nothing else short of that is going to solve this. I have in my house a kitchen sink that had a pipe that ran up the exterior wall, and invariably in the coldest winters, it would freeze. The only solution there is to insulate the pipe. And when we couldn't get to that pipe to insulate it, what we ended up doing was actually moving the lines to a different location so they would be less likely to freeze. So there's always a solution. It's not always easy, but you've got to insulate those as a start. And if it's an interior wall, I would simply blow insulation into that wall. That's the fastest way to get some warmth around those pipes and stop them from freezing. In terms of recirculating hot water, yes, there are ways to do that, but it tends to be very wasteful, and I don't think it would be cost effective when you consider all of the electricity it takes to run that water 24/7. Plus, when you're running that water back to the water heater, remember, your water heater is going to run more frequently too, because it's actually going to be heating a lot more water, not only the water that's in the water heater, but all that extra water that's running through the pipes. So I don't think, from a cost effective perspective, even though it seems like you're wasting resources and wasting money and wasting water, I don't think you're wasting so much that it would be anywhere near a break even for you to put in the equipment it would take to recirculate it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Julie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're planning a new tile project, you'll probably start your selection by narrowing down your tile colors and designs. But before you even get that far, it really is a good idea to understand the types of tile that are available. Now, for most projects, you're going to be deciding between two types, ceramic tile and porcelain tile. So let's start with ceramic tile. It's going to be made from a mixture of special clays and natural materials that are mined from the earth, then formed into shapes, and then heated in kilns. Now, ceramic tile can be naturally colored or left unglazed like terracotta, or they can feature colored or highly designed surfaces, which can be glazed. Now, most ceramic tiles either has a white or a red body coloration underneath that glazed color top layer.
Now, porcelain tile is actually a form of ceramic tile, and it's really popular among homeowners. These porcelain tiles are made of higher quality clays. They're fired at a much higher temperature than ceramic tiles, and this causes the porcelain tiles to be a lot harder, a lot less porous, making them more water resistant, and they're more resistant to stains than ceramic tiles are because they have an absorption rate of less than 0.5%. All reasons most porcelain tiles are very popular. And they're suitable for both indoor and outdoor projects.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply.
Tim in New Mexico is on the line with a question about windows. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, I am considering, my wife and I are considering putting in some energy efficient windows. And so we've been shopping that a little bit. And it seems that there's quite a myriad of available products in that market. And one thing that I was looking at was the just the air void type windows versus the gas-filled windows. And one salesperson told us that he recommended that just get the air void because the gas-filled, that gas after a year or two will dissipate out of the window, which I had never heard that before. But in essence, you're just left with an air void. So anyway, I was just looking for some guidance in that subject.
All right. So when you say air void, what exactly do you mean? Because I'm not at all familiar with that term.
Well, basically, you know, it's a double-paned window which just dead space in it, and it's not gas-filled per se.
So instead of argon, it's just got air?
Right.
That's not going to insulate. The reason to use those gases is because the gases are insulating gases. And I don't buy at all the fact that the gases leak out. That's just not true.
The only way the gas will leak out is if you have a seal that fails.
Yeah, these good quality windows, these seals will last a long time. You know, 20 years is not unusual for these glass seals to last that long. So this sounds to me like, you know, you're getting advice from a salesman that wants to move his product over another one. It's not a given that this gas leaks out in a year. That's ridiculous. I would buy a good quality window from a name manufacturer. You know, buy a Marvin, buy an Anderson, buy a Pella. You know, stick with a good name brand, and you're going to get a good quality glass panel there that's going to last a long, long time.
Okay. Okay. I believe these were Henry Dawn, I think was the brand of these.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really small brands out there that are basically made for the remodeling industry.
Okay.
And for the replacement window industry.
And they're just manufacturing a replacement window in their own brand. You know, they're just putting the whole thing together. But there's not a super manufacturer behind it that, should you have a problem down the road, would have your back.
Yeah, I would look at the name brand, and I would look at also at Energy Star certified windows.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Tim, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Learning something new every day, Leslie.
An air void. I've never heard that term.
That's a new one. They turn uninsulated glass into something that sounds good.
Right, it's an air void.
Oh, no. That's an air void.
I mean, you're going to end up with an air void anyway. It's some point.
And this window is insulation free, so you're not going to have to worry about any of that pesky insulation getting in the way of your view.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. We'd love to hear what you are working on and get you guys on air. We're available 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, with every breath you take, you might be inhaling not only some clean, fresh air, but VOCs that can affect your health. We've got tips to help you avoid those volatile organic compounds in your home next. 888 Money Pit.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome back to the show. We hope that we've been giving you some great tips and ideas to fuel your home improvement inspiration and avoid the perspiration that comes from getting freaked out when we get stuck on these projects. If you guys have some projects underway, we'd love to hear about them. We'd love to help you if you need a hand. We'd love to be inspired by what you are working on. So reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Joan in California needs some help with a kitchen remodel. How's it going?
Yes, well, we haven't started yet, and I just need some advice on how to get started. Do you start with an architect, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So planning makes perfect. You want to start with a plan. Now, are you essentially going to replace the kitchen in sort of the same layout that you have right now, Joan, or are you thinking about really changing things up a lot?
Well, it's a very small kitchen, and I just want to know how to maximize everything.
All right. So if it's a small kitchen, you can probably do this inexpensively by perhaps starting with a home center. A lot of the home centers have designers that work on designing kitchens for the cabinetry that they sell. And for a very small fee, they can help you lay it out and take advantage of all of the latest options. If you want to do more than that, what you're going to do is hire a certified kitchen and bath designer. But this is sort of like hiring an interior decorator that works just on kitchens and baths, and that's going to cost you a few bucks. But if you want to just do this an easy way, I would start with a home center in the kitchen department and see if they'll lay out some options for you using the type of cabinets that they sell. Those cabinets are usually pretty affordable at that level, and you know they'll be able to give you some ideas on things perhaps you haven't thought about.
You know what, Joan? I think it's really smart to keep a notepad in the kitchen, and everybody and anybody, yourself and your family, who use the space, as you walk through and notice little areas where you're tripping over one another or things that just don't make sense, or you wish that, you know, X was here and not there, sort of jot all of those down. So when you do go sit down with, whether it's, you know, a certified kitchen and bath designer or someone in the home center, you sort of have all of these issues that could be addressed or might be able to be addressed.
One thing I really want is more electrical outlets. So that'll have to definitely be in the plan.
Well, that's definitely in the plan, and you know, you'll do these things in order. The first thing you'll do is rip out the old cabinets, and the next thing you'll do would be to rough in new wiring and new plumbing.
to have it exactly where you want it. And then, of course, you'll start the installation of the new cabinetry as almost the last step. It's also a good time to think about universal design in the kitchen, maybe having countertops of different height. So as you get older, you could sit down and work at the kitchen counter as opposed to just standing up. So think of the sort of accessibility issues when you design this kitchen as well.
How much time should I allow for something like this?
Well, it depends on whether you have sort of all your ducks in a row. Sometimes it takes a while to get all the cabinets delivered. But if everything is accessible and on site, you know, you can tear out this kitchen and rebuild it inside of a week.
Oh, wow.
If you have everybody lined up and everybody's there when they need to be there, and, you know, the plumber shows up on time, the electrician shows up on time, and so on, sure, I don't see any reason you can't get it done in a week.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Joan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, many products in our homes can contain VOCs, which stands for volatile organic compounds, and they can impact your health. Now, VOCs are tough to completely eliminate, but not so tough to reduce your exposure to if you know where to look. So we've got some tips to improve your indoor air environment.
First, what products exactly do contain these VOCs? Well, the answer is a lot, a heck of a lot. I mean, there are ingredients in hundreds of household products that you use every day, from insulation to air fresheners to cleaning solutions to paint. These all have VOCs. Even baby powder can have VOCs in it, and they've been linked to health problems from headaches to asthma or worse. So it makes sense to keep your exposure to an absolute minimum.
Now, whenever possible, you can look for products that say low VOC. It might be a different version of the same product, but they're out there. And there are more and more green versions of products coming onto the market every day. And these are really quickly becoming the norm, meaning that they won't cost much more than the original formulation. Now, you want to keep anything that's super smelly outside. Products like paint thinners, pesticides, and gas cans are a big source of VOCs. So the further away they are from your living space, the better. And if you're taking on a project like painting and the odors are strong, ventilate, ventilate, ventilate. Even leaving windows open for a couple of hours after the project is complete. You got to get that fresh air in and turn over those VOCs and get them out.
Now, you can also check for Green Guard certification. That Green Guard certification means that a product has met some of the world's most rigorous and pretty comprehensive standards for low emissions and low emissions of volatile organic compounds in particular into the air. So be aware this is half the battle, guys. If you know what to look for and you know what to check, you could definitely limit your exposure.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? We love to hear about it. We love to see it. We love to help you. All the things associated with home improvement, we love. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, would you like to do a better job of taking care of your home, but you just don't have the time? Well, sorry, guys. We're about to cross that myth off the list with a series of home repairs that you can do in 30 minutes or less.
Live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying the radio show, we think you might also enjoy our podcast. You'll find that at moneypit.com/podcast. You can download new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which we like to think of as being just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, and you might just win a pretty awesome tool this hour. We've got up for grabs the Arrow E21 Cordless Electric Staple Gun. Now, the E21 Cordless Electric Staple Gun really is a must-have if you are a DIYer, if you're a woodworker, even if you're a pro. It's got a battery life of up to 3 hours, and it can fire as many as 1,000 staples on a single charge. Perfect for repairs, upholstery, decorating, crafts. It's a great tool worth about $50, and it's going out to one listener drawn at random. Robert in North Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a friend who's planning on building a horse arena, an indoor horse arena, the place where we board our horses. It's going to be a very large arena. I'm sure they're going to insulate it well. There'll probably be some stalls inside. Dirt floor, so for riding. So there'll probably be some bobcats, you know, in and out of there occasionally changing the dirt out. And my question is, as far as heating, she's doing some research to try to find the best cost-effective and efficient way to heat this. So far, I think she's kind of narrowed it down to coal. I mentioned to her about solar. I also mentioned geothermal. What, in your opinion, would be the best efficient and cost-effective way to heat this arena?
So first of all, when you talk about solar and coal, you're talking about fuels. What kind of heating system does she want to use?
Well, I think I suspect she might be using water. I'm thinking under the dirt. Possibly a water type.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible if you're going to have bobcats driving over that. I would think that's too heavy.
What about, some sort of blowers?
Well, yeah, like a forced air system. I mean, that's probably going to be something in line with that approach. Now, in terms of solar, what I would do is if I was building a barn, I would make sure that I designed it to take advantage of passive solar energy. So essentially, you would design the windows in the barn so that it captures the sun in the winter and protects from overhead sun in the summer. So it doesn't overheat in the summer, but traps some of the heat in the winter. The idea of passive solar energy as a design concept is something you definitely should look into. In terms of fuel, you know, the fuel is only part of the equation. It's really what kind of system you're going to use. So if you were going to use coal, I doubt that you're going to be using a forced air system.
Okay.
You're probably, with a forced air system, I don't know that I've seen it coal fired. I've seen forced air with wood fire, and I've also seen wood fired boilers where you have a wood fired boiler that would convert to a hot water coil that air is blown over in the sense it's an air to air heat exchanger that way. Or a water-to-air heat exchanger.
Okay, so you don't think the coal as the energy source could maybe somehow work with the forced air combined?
It depends on what the heating system is. It's got to be properly matched with the heating system.
Okay.
If coal's readily available and there's a system that's designed to work with it, then it could be a fine fuel, but it really depends on what the system is.
It is readily available. It's about probably 10 miles down the road from where she's going to build this facility.
I see why she's interested in it then, yeah. If I was you, I would focus on the system first and the fuel second. And if you want to use coal as the fuel, just make sure you have a good, efficient system in which to burn it.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it and love your show.
Well, if you keep telling yourself that you don't have time to do anything around the house, we're going to, like, you know, ruin your dream here because we're going to call your bluff. If you got 30 minutes or maybe less, there are a lot of home improvements you can get done to your house. So here are three to start. You got a stuck window? 30-minute project. If that window hasn't opened since, like, ever, it's probably because it's painted shut. So the solution is this. Grab a putty knife and run it between the window sash and the window jamb. The sash is that part that slides up and down on a double-hung window, and the jamb is the part that it slides in. And if you run that putty knife between the window sash and the window jamb, you will break the paint seal. If it still doesn't budge, what you can do is close the window and put a block of wood on top of the lower sash window and then tap it towards the outside ends, like where the seam is in the sash, where the window panes come together. Just give it a quick tap with a hammer as if you're trying to close the window. What that will do is it drives it down just enough to, again, break the paint seal and get it moving all over.
Now, here's another one. Exercise. You know, it's good for you, but it turns out exercise is also good for your circuit breakers. About every 6 months, turn each breaker off and back on again. Then every month, push the test button on the GFCI to make sure it stays flexible and strong, just like you after a good workout.
You can also check for water leaks in less than 30 minutes. Turn off all running water and then check your water meter. If it's moving, you got a leak. You can also check your fixtures and faucets for leaks. You can run water in the sink to test the overflow. Just block the drain, let it go up, like in your bathroom sink, to the overflow, and then look under the cabinet to see if there's any leaks there. If you want to test a shower pan for leaks, take a washcloth, put it in the shower pan, block the drain, and then put in about 3 or 4 inches of water. Let it sit for about 10 or 15 minutes. Keep an eye on the area underneath that. So if it's the second floor, watch underneath on the first floor. If the shower pan is cracked, you will find that leak very, very quickly. So just be prepared to go let the water out of the pan, and then you can go about the business of actually replacing it, which, by the way, is not a 30-minute project. You'll find it in less than 30 minutes, but fixing it, it's going to take a little bit longer.
Susan in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay. My house is approximately 100 years old, and it's pretty much been redone. But I was taking some sheetrock off one of the walls in one of the rooms, and I know that all my walls behind the sheetrock on the walls and ceiling are 1x6s, very close together. And so I was thinking about taking the sheetrock off, I guess staining or doing something with the 1x6s. But I want to know how you seal the cracks, you know, where the 1x6s join each other. They're small cracks.
So the 1x6s, are they on top of, like, plaster or something like that? It sounds like there are furring strips that were put in place to hold the sheetrock. Is that correct?
No. Behind the sheetrock, the 1x6s, and then on top of that 1x6s is old-timey wallpaper.
Oh, okay. So this is the original walls of the house. All right. Interesting.
Yes.
So you wouldn't seal the cracks. You would basically celebrate the cracks. You're not going to hide them. So what would you like to do with the 1x? Do you want to paint it or stain it or what?
I want to stain it. I want natural wood.
Okay. So you've got a big sanding project in front of you, but you can do it. You know, you're going to have to use a pretty coarse sandpaper to cut through whatever's there. You're going to have to sand them down, and then you can seal that wood, and you can stain it, and you can put a varnish on it or a urethane on it. I wouldn't use anything with much of a sheen to it. I'd probably use flat or semi-gloss. You can stain it, but then you can use a flat polyurethane. It has no sheen to it.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Let us know what you're working on because we want to give a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, good lighting is important. Not only is it going to make your home look bigger, it's also going to be much safer. We're going to have some tips when we return.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air, online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects, inside or out, from floorboards to shingles.
Give us a call, post a question, whatever you like. We're here to lend a hand. Grace in Rhode Island posted a question saying, I have a two-bath house, and I'd love to have a laundry room closer to my kitchen. Presently, there's a bathroom just across the hall that would make a great spot for this. Should I give up that bathroom and convert it to a laundry room? Ooh, a two-bathroom house and losing one?
I don't like that at all. You know, I understand her frustration, but I think training the kids to not let laundry pile up in the hall is probably the best bet for a whole lot of reasons. The biggest one is this, home value, right? I mean, it's determined in part by the number of bathrooms and bedrooms you have in the home. And if you eliminate a bathroom, your home value will definitely go down and probably by a lot. And if you're in a development of homes that are similar to yours, which most of us are, and if you got the one with a single bath, you may have a much harder time finding a buyer. Your home could end up sort of being that, like, odd man out, so to speak. So even though it would cost less than neighboring homes, many home buyers won't even consider it. So I would definitely stick with the current layout you have now and perhaps invest in some better laundry room organization and a stern talking to with the kids about where that laundry belongs aside from the hallway.
Yeah, I mean, everybody in their room needs to have a laundry basket. It's got to be the appropriate size for the amount of laundry those kids produce. I know my boys produce a tremendous amount of laundry. So if you can give them the space to sort of contain it and remind them that it goes in there. And let me tell you, Grace, if you figure out a way to get your kids to actually turn their clothes right side out, when they put them in the laundry basket, just call me back. I'll give you my number.
Call
me directly because that's what I need. But you got to get organized. Have spaces in the laundry room that's available for sorting. Keep your laundry supplies, detergents, et cetera, all in an accessible spot. Maybe you get one of those wall-mounted shelves that you – I don't know what the layout of the space is, but if there's a spot on a wall for a shelf with some sort of pegboard storage underneath or something that maybe you can create – you know, a pull-out drawer or a cabinet. You got to send us pictures because there's so many solutions for tiny spaces. And you can find the right piece for that spot that will allow you to keep that laundry room organized and keep your sanity, more importantly, and keep that bathroom. Because as a lady who's only got one bath with two kids, you don't want that.
Exactly.
You want the bathroom.
Especially when they become teenagers.
Oh, God. We're there. I just want the bathroom. I want my own bathroom.
Well, if you're like most of us, there are probably some areas of your home that are just not lit very well. Good lighting is key. Not only does it make your home look bigger, it can also be a lot safer. Leslie's got tips on how to brighten your spaces in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Well, first of all, in living and reading areas, you obviously need plenty of floor lamps and table lamps, but you just need to make sure that those lamps point toward the activity and not towards you. Now, one area where direct lighting is super important is the kitchen. If you've got one main overhead light source, consider adding additional pendant fixtures above work surfaces and then even task lights mounted underneath your cabinets. Now, if you have a room that's tough to fill with natural light, like maybe it only has one window, an easy fix is to place mirrors in strategic places to bounce that light around the room. And if someone in your family has vision problems, you can take advantage of high contrast colors. Put a dark switch plate on a light wall and choose bright colors for furniture and accessories. And lastly, don't forget about using natural light. Replacing solid curtains with a sheer is a great way to allow softened sunlight into the room, but still gives you a bit of privacy. If you want some more easy lighting tips, visit MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, did you ever notice that grout is the one part of your bathroom that never, ever looks clean? I mean, maybe the day you put it in, but after that, not so much. We're going to share some grout cleaning secrets to make that dull disappear on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.